over 150 registered nurses marched from their union headquarters in Oakland to the Alameda County Board of Supervisors chambers. They were there to show their support for two policies under consideration aimed at protecting the community from federal immigration enforcement actions. Actions, they say, have resulted in death and chaos in Minneapolis. California Nurses Association President Michelle Gutierrez-Vaux addressed the crowd with a bullhorn.
All right, nurses! So, the entire Oakland and this Bay Area, they are so proud of you for speaking up, for not sitting there and watching injustice, for leading the fight for justice and democracy. We will never sit down and just watch this happen. And you are taking the lead, and we thank you. Thank you for making sure that nursing does not stop at the bedside. Because we all know, nursing does not stop at the bedside. And we are in the best position to tell the whole world that we know what our communities need. Yes. And they need healing. And we are here to continue this work, to tell everyone and to tell the Alameda County Board, abolish ICE. Yes. Abolish ICE.
The nurses' demands were not only directed at the Alameda County supervisors, as they're also urging the U.S. Senate to reject the current federal spending package that includes additional funding for Homeland Security.
Let's go! And we are here to tell Congress and the Senate that they need to vote no on funding ICE. That money needs to go back to our communities, to feed the hungry, to educate our children, to keep every citizen safe. There is no room for violence, and there is no room for injustice in our bedside, in our hospitals, in our clinic, and in our schools. So go, nurses, keep the fight. Thank you. We are going to win.
As nurses prepared to enter the supervisor's boardroom, we spoke with Gutierrez-Vaux, who has nearly three decades of experience as a registered nurse. We asked for her response to the killing of a fellow healthcare provider who, according to all available video evidence, posed no credible threat to ICE agents.
He is us. That is what we do even when we're at the grocery store or anywhere, you know? If we see somebody that needs help, right away we're running to them. And if we were there, they would have shot us. They would have shot us. I guarantee you, there is no nurse that is a good nurse, even a bad nurse, will not go away from a patient who needs help for a community member. So yeah, we are terrified, but that's not going to stop us from fighting.
Sandy Redding, a registered nurse and president of the California Nurses Association and National Nurses Organizing Committee, says the escalation in intimidation, violence, and what she described as lawlessness by ICE comes as Republicans and the Trump administration cut nearly $1 trillion from Medicaid and Medicare to finance what nurses call the deportation machine.
They voted to cut health care, to give billionaires tax breaks, and to fund ICE and attack people and murder them in the street with no repercussions. These are masked men kidnapping people and murdering them. This is not acceptable. We need to stand up. Nurses are going to lead the way. We're the most trusted profession. Everyone knows this is wrong, and they're afraid to stand up. Well, honestly, courage is not the absence of fear, but it's time we stand up. And we're going to lead the way, and we will win.
Under the federal budget, H.R. 1, ICE is set to receive an additional $75 billion over 4 years, a funding surge representing more than a 300% increase in enforcement and detention capacity, making ICE the most well-funded federal law enforcement agency in U.S. history. That figure is cited in Alameda County Supervisor Nikki Fortunato Bass's proposal to implement ICE-free zones on county property and create a coordinated response plan for immigration enforcement activity. The proposal argues that it is imperative that Alameda County be fully prepared for increased immigration enforcement and coordinate with cities, neighboring counties, hospitals, healthcare facilities, schools, transit agencies, and the Port of Oakland. The proposals are up for a vote in the supervisors' chambers, and public comment has shown overwhelming support, though some speakers said the measures do not go far enough. As of this broadcast, Alameda supervisors are still debating the resolution. For KPFA News, I'm Lauren Schmidt.